Ulrich, it's time for season resolutions. What are yours?
Oh, one of them would be to win this week. I mean, that'll be nice to kind of get a good start for the next season on the PGA Tour. But yeah, getting into some of the majors next year. So definitely looking to put some good results in for that. And top 30 would also be good to get into that Atlanta field at the end of the year. So yeah, a lot to look forward to, but that's kind of the main ones.
Any others?
Obviously, winning again. I think that's always great. Opens up a lot of doors after a lot of wins. So just kind of keep finding that ladder and trying to improve every day.
Playing at Sin City, Africa's major. What does that really mean to you?
It's such a great event. I mean, I've got so many family and friends coming to watch this week. So it's really special to be here at home and play in front of them. And the history you've had with Mr. Yari and what he's done, Mr. Lai here, over the years, and the number of names you see walking up that ninth up the left, it's pretty special. So yeah, we're looking forward to it.
And describe Gary Player in one sentence.
I don't think you can. I think something that comes to mind is just he's always willing to give it 100%. I think that's what I see with everything he does. I mean, seeing last night how much energy he has at the age of 90 years old, it's pretty special. And what he's doing, how much he's grown the game, it's pretty special.
You had a chance to suss out the course, but if you are thinking about just what it would take to win it, what do you think the winning score would be and why?
It really depends on weather, what we're having this weekend. I think it's going to firm up quite a lot. It's probably going to be around that 7-8 under mark, I think. But yeah, it could really change pretty quickly. As the rain comes in, it softens up a little bit. So I think that 8 under mark would be a pretty good score.
Hey, let's just visualize. It's the morning of the final round. What do you do to make sure that you have the perfect start even before you get onto the tee?
Yeah, I think I'm also in a bit of a different mindset coming in this year. A bit more relaxed. Last year was the first one. Like I said, this is kind of just a nice event to start off, kind of a month of being home. So it was nice to kind of have that. And now it's kind of go time a little bit more. So yeah, I think if I'm in that position I was in last year, I'll take it a little differently. But yeah, we just look forward to it, trying to take it one step at a time.
And what would you do different?
It's tough to say. I think I would probably just play kind of the same golf I played the first 2 days. And I did pretty well. Got stuck on that 12th hole a little bit, so maybe hit just middle green there. But yeah, it was a bit emotional last year, and I think I've learned a lot on the PGA Tour this year. Got into that position a few times, so I think I've learned a lot.
Okay, and then finally, just the biggest lesson that you have learned in this year that you had.
I think it's just, if it's your time, it's your time. I think you can't really control other things that happen. So I think it's just being okay with the results and moving forward. There's a lot of other events you can play and win on tour, so just moving it forward and not looking back too much.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Albert. Have an awesome week.
Thank you.